Good night. I'm going to discuss a sugya that's mentioned in the Gemara Psachim and very relevant to the Yom Tov of Sukkot as well. There's a halacha that before one does a mitzvah, one says a bracha over the mitzvah. Now this bracha that's said over the mitzvah, the Gemara Psachim says, Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel, Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarach aleihem over la-siyosam. All the mitzvahs, one makes the bracha before one says it. Not after one says it, but before one performs the mitzvah, one says the bracha. Not after one's performed the mitzvah, but rather beforehand. And the Gemara goes through and gives an exception, one exception to the rule. Although all mitzvahs you make a bracha before you mekayim them, one exception for the rule is the tefillas ger. A ger, before he goes, when he becomes a ger, when he becomes from a goy to a yid, he has to go to a mikveh. Now obviously before he goes to a mikveh, he's still a goy. Only after he's been to mikveh, he turns into a yid. So he can't make a bracha beforehand. He's unable to make the bracha beforehand. He's not yet Hashem Elokeinu. He can't yet speak to Hashem like that. So he dips into the mikveh. Afterwards he's ready b'chuy b'mitzvah, and then he makes the bracha. So the Gemara says, Rav Chisda said, that chutz min atvila bilvad, itme, tanina me'achi, tov al va'ola, if a person, a goy, went to mikveh, came out of mikveh, bali yosoy, oime, boch hashek, adushonim, emisoyso, vitzivonu al atvila, after going to mikveh, you say the boch on the atvila. But all other mitzvahs, kol ha-mitzvahs, mevoch aleim, oive las yosem, all other mitzvahs, you make a bracha before performing the mitzvah. Huh? Yeah. So there's a machlekes yisoinim whether this is li'kuva. This halacha that you have to make a bracha before performing the mitzvah, there's a machlekes yisoinim if that is, it's critical to do that, and if one fails to make a bracha before performing the mitzvah, can he make a bracha afterwards? Shittas Rambam in Hilchas Brachas is that you are unable to make the bracha after performing the mitzvah. If you didn't do it beforehand, you're unable to do it afterwards. You're unable to say the bracha afterwards. He says like this, says the Rambam, if it's a mitzvah that keeps going, for instance, somebody comes into the sukkah and doesn't make a bracha later the sukkah, but it's a mitzvah that keeps going, so he didn't make a bracha in the first 10 minutes of being in the sukkah. But he can make a bracha now later the sukkah for the next 10 minutes, for the next hour, for however long he's going to be. So then he can still make a bracha. Or somebody didn't make a bracha when putting on tzitzis. So no problem, you can now make a bracha because the mitzvah of tzitzis carries on weiter. But if it's a mitzvah that you've done already, for instance, shchita. Somebody shechted the korban, a behema, and he didn't make a bracha ala shchita. He didn't make a bracha before shechting the behema. He's unable to make the bracha acha shchita. Im shochat v'loi bracha, einoi choyze acha shchita. You can't make a bracha. You cannot do it after performing the mitzvah. You missed the boat. You should have done it beforehand, and you can't do it afterwards. So kol mitzvahs. Okay, that's Shittas Rambam. You have to do the mitzvah, the bracha, before performing the mitzvah. Zog da'gos ha'shri in Maseches Chulin on this halacha of shchita. He brings down an oizrua. Oizrua says if you didn't manage to make the bracha before shchita, you could do it afterwards. And interesting, that's how the Ramah in Hilchas in Yerideh Chashriti paskins like this Oizrua, and they're serious in the Ramah about this. But the Oizrua paskins that if you didn't manage to make the Shchita, to make the bracha before Shchita, you can do it afterwards. And he ends off Shekol mitzvah shelo birich oival asiyosa on all mitzvahs that one didn't make a bracha beforehand, mevarach ach asiyosa, you can make the bracha afterwards. So we have a gewaltige machlekes to show him Shittas Rambam. You have one chance to make the bracha before doing the mitzvah. You don't do it beforehand, you miss the boat. And the kunta agas shvi, not so terrible. Avad lechatchila, like the Gemara Pesachim says, you should make the bracha before doing the mitzvah. But if you didn't manage to do it before doing the mitzvah, then you can make the bracha also after performing the mitzvah. Now, why am I discussing this today? Because with negeir to lulav, it's very negeir. How, when, and what do we make the bracha for Netilas Lulav? The Yishonim are bothered about Netilas Lulav. The Gemara Misachim says, of Zayin Amad Aleph says, that as soon as you pick up the Lulav, you're Makai Mitzvah's Lulav. Midagve Yotza. As soon as you pick up the Mitzvah, the Lulav, you're ready Yotza Mitzvah's Lulav. So the kasha is, the Rishonim asked, so how are you mekayim mitzvahs of the bracha of Oivenes Yosem? I learned Tosfos in Pesachim asked, Tosfos in Sukkah asked, the Rosh. The Rishonim are bothered, how can you be mekayim mitzvahs, the bracha, to recite the bracha Oivenes Yosem by mitzvahs lulav? So the Rishonim give a number of tirutzim. One of them, for instance, is, no, maybe we could say, you know what, make the bracha before picking up the lulav. The lulav's in your holder, make the bracha, then pick it up. So now the Rishonim say you can't do that, says Tosfos, because similar to the Gemara in Menachos by Tfilin, we know when we make a bracha by Tfilin, we don't make the bracha when it's still in the boxes. We put it on our heads, we make the bracha, and then we tighten it. Why? Because the bracha has to be over last year, has to be before saying it, but not over to over, not well before performing the mitzvah. The bracha has to be done just before performing the mitzvah. So you put the lulav, you put the tefillin on your head, you make the bracha, and then you tighten it. You put the tefillin on your arm, you make the bracha, and then you tighten it. All the brachas are done only just before performing the mitzvah. So it says, the Rishonim, it's not mistabit to say you can make the bracha when you're not even holding the lulav, and the lulav is still in the container. That seems to be over the over. So when do you make a bracha? Once you've picked it up, you've already been mekayim the mitzvah. So when do you make the bracha? Beforehand, over the over. Once you've picked it up, you've been mekayim the mitzvah. So what do you do? So the Rishonim suggests, maybe pick up the lulav without picking up the esrog. That would be an eitzah. You've already started the mitzvah, it's true, but you haven't yet finished the mitzvah because you haven't yet done the lulav. You haven't picked up the esrog. So it's not over the over because you're already on the way to perform the mitzvah. And yet, you haven't yet done the mitzvah because you still haven't taken the esrog. We know that even though it's four separate mitzvahs, lulav, rav, hadas, and esrog, even though they're four, but each one's ma'akiv zeh. You need to take all four in order to mekayim the mitzvah. If you only take three, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah. So that's an eitzah. You take the lulav, rav, hadas in one hand, you then have already started getting into the mitzvah, so you make the bracha. You haven't yet been mekayim the mitzvah because you haven't taken the esrog. And then you take the esrog. And that way, it's over, let's see, awesome. One eitzah. Another eitzah mentioned by the Rishonim is what many of us do. We hold one of the minim upside down, the minigas take the esrog upside down. The halacha is, you only mekayim the mitzvah of Arba Minim if you take it derech dilosam, the way it grew. So you hold the esrog upside down, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You're already into the idea of the Arba Minim, it's not over the over, you're already into it, you're already taking the bunch. And then you make the bracha, and then you turn over the esrog and you mekayim the mitzvah. That's another eitzah given by the Rishonim. And again, it's this, based on this idea that all the Arba Minim are critical to work together. Only if they work together, that's when you're mekayim the mitzvah. It's a chiddush. This mahalach is a chiddush, because although it's true you need to take all four, but the halach is you can take one after another. If you have all four in front of you, you don't need to take them all together. You can take the lulav, arava, adas, and esrog. You can take them one after another. You don't need to take them all together. So by me picking up this lulav and the rava and the das, I picked it up, I've already been mekayim the mitzvah, it's true. Until I take the esrog, I can't tick it, because I need to take the esrog as well. But once I do take the esrog, it turns out it was yotzeh, the mitzvah of lulav, right at the beginning, right straight away as well. And in fact, the Vilna Goyen, argues, says it doesn't help to do these eitzahs of Rishonim. So again, you wasn't yet mekayim the mitzvah. Uh-huh. That's what you're saying. Yeah, that's what these Rishonim are saying. Divide ben time, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah. The Vilna Goyen says, it's a chiddush. You've already picked up your lulav, and by picking up the lulav, you're mekayim mitzvah's lulav because you've got the esrog of fanecho. So maybe the Vilna Goyen disagrees with these first two mahalchim. A third mahalch mentioned by Rishonim is to have kavana not to be yotzer. You pick up both, all four together, you have kavana not to be yotzer, and it's therefore not over to over, you're holding the lulav already. You haven't been yotzer the mitzvah because you've got kavana not to be yotzer, and with that, then you make the bracha, and then you have kavana to be yotzer, and therefore you're mekayim the mitzvah of lulav and the bracha before being mekayim the mitzvah. That's the yotzer given by the Tosfos. Interesting, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this eitzah. Shulchan Aruch brings down the first two, not the third. So Taz says, because not everyone knows how to have kavanah or not have kavanah, and end up people won't have kavanah and they'll be yotzah. So one second, Mr. Goffin, let me just finish off this point. So Taz says that's why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, but it works. And the Goyim says maybe this is the best Eitzah to have come on, not three Eitzahs. So there are three possible Eitzahs what to do in order to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Lulav with a bracha beforehand. Either you take only three of the minim, not the fourth, or you have Kavana not to be Eitzah. That's the Mahalchim given by the Rishonim mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. No, it's not my sign. So now, there is a fourth Eitzah given by the Rishonim. Not actually mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but there is a fourth Eitzah given by Rishonim. The Tosfos and the Rosh mention this. And in fact, it's a Gemara Mefereshes. The Gemara in Pesachim says, we know certain brachas you say with a lamed, likvoya mezuzah. Before putting up a mezuzah, you make a bracha, likvoya mezuzah with a lamed, lehadig neshul shabbos with a lamed. Certain brachas you say, al netilas yadayim is one example, right? Certain brachas say, al. And that one, the one that you say, al, that we know of, negev pasukas, is al netilas luluf. So why, when do you say la, and when do you say al? So the Gemara discusses it. The Gemara says, there's a machlokes where the al is going on past, on history, on something that's happened, or maybe Al can be in the future. It's much like it's doing a pop and a poppy. But later Shittah holds that Al is going on the past. So the Gemara says, you know why you make a bracha Al, Netilas Lulav? Because that's the only option. As soon as you've picked up, you've already been Yoitza. And mainly you say Al on the mitzvah, just down. That's why you say Al Tvila, because you've already been Yotze the Mitzvah. You've already dipped, you say Al. If you've already been Mekayim the Mitzvah, then you say Al. If you haven't been Mekayim the Mitzvah, then you say La. So Mamela says the Rishonim, it's the Mefush in the Gemara here, they're very nice, they're coming out with Eitzes, how to be Mekayim over the Siyasam. It's Mefush in the Gemara that you say the Bracha after being Mekayim the Mitzvah. You've taken the Abaminim, you've been Yotze Abaminim, and you say Al Netilas Lulav. Mefush! Then the question is, why? Why should that be? What's pshat in it? What? Uh-huh, very good, yeah. So what's pshat in it? How can that be? So there's two main mahalchim to explain the Gemara. Again, we're saying that the Gemara is saying that by netilas lulav, you make the bracha al netilas lulav because you've already been mekayim the mitzvah. So we're asking, it's a kasha of Rishonim, what happened to the din of Ovel HaSiyosom? You're Mekayim the Mitzvah, what happened to the Yerubayim of the Yosom? How can you make a bracha after you're doing Mekayim the Mitzvah? So if Shlomo points out the Rambam, the Rambam says you're not Yotz even afterwards, how can you make a bracha Acha the Yosom? So there's two main Mahalchim. One Mahalach, by Tosfos and the Rosh, is you haven't finished the Mitzvah yet. Although you've taken the Abaminim, there's still more to do. There's still the Mitzvah of Nanuim. Nanuim, it's brought down in the Rishonim. We do Nanuim because it's a Mishnah already, but the reason is because to stop the Talle, the Ruchis Rois, to have the Talim, to have good Tal, to show the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of all the directions. There's in Yonim why we take the Nanuim. And that's also a chelik of the mitzvah. The Gemara calls it in one place Machshir, the Shiori mitzvah. It's like the remnants of the mitzvah. There's still more to come. And therefore, says Tosfos, there's no problem of Ovel HaSiyosom, because by you taking the bracha, by you taking the lulav, the abaminim now, you're still making a bracha before you finish the mitzvah. And that's the answer to Mr. Goffin's kasha of Netilas Yadayim before, that why by Netilas Yadayim we make a bracha after you've already washed the hands? And that's the answer, because you haven't yet done niguv, you haven't yet dried your hand. So it's still called Ovel HaSiyosom, it's still called before completing the mitzvah. There's still more what to come. The big chiddush and Tosfos in Sukkah says that the Anshei Yerushalayim used to go around with the lulavim all day long. They used to be makecholim and go to, over there, they were holding their lulav out to the shmak for the mitzvah. They wouldn't put down their lulav, they would hold it all day long. So it says Tosfos, since there's still all that to come, even though avada, it's only a minog, it's not chilik of the mitzvah, of it, mitzvah min amuvcha, to mamish, hold your lulav the whole day, therefore it's not yet Gemar HaMitzvah, it's able to make a bracha Ovel HaSiyosom. Shittas Tosfos. Tosfos holds that since it's still been anuim to come, it's still called Ovel HaSiyosom. So how can we take our Abaminim? Take our Abaminim, we hold it, because since it's still been anuim to come, we can make a bracha and then to the lanum afterwards. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach, which is mentioned by Kiveiga, brings down in Yoidea, Hilchos Shechita, brings a Tzvus story and says that we learned already that by Tzvilas Ger you make a bracha afterwards. Why by Tzvilas Ger you make a bracha afterwards? Because you can't make a bracha beforehand. Whenever you can't make a bracha beforehand, there's no problem of Ibn Asiyasam. Because there's no takana to make a bracha beforehand, because you can't make the bracha beforehand. Says the Tzvus story. That's same by Lulav. We just said, you can't make a bracha when it's still in the packet. You need to hold it. As soon as you hold it, you have to be in the kind of mitzvah. So you can't do anything about it. You can't make it beforehand, you have to make it afterwards. If you have to make it afterwards, there's no problem of making a bracha that's not Ibn Asiyasam. If Shem asks, what about the Rambam? No problem in the Rambam, because just like by Tfilas Ger, you can't make a bracha beforehand, so you make the bracha afterwards. So too, by Netilas Lulav, you can't make a bracha beforehand, you make the bracha afterwards. Very good, very good. So Tevi Shua, the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says, Chutz min Tfilah Bilvad. Only by Tfilah you make the bracha afterwards. And so you have Kiva Eger, and he says, Chidosh, Pshat in the Gemara. He says, all the brachas, if you make them beforehand, you yotze. With the one exception, Tfilas Ger. That's what the Gemara meant. Chutz min Tfilah, well, you have to make it afterwards. But Netilas Lulav, we said that you shouldn't make a bracha beforehand when it's still in the container because it's too early. But if somebody did make a bracha when it was still in the container, and then he took it, so it's over the over, it was too early, it's still a kind of mitzvah. It's still a kind of bracha. The bracha is still chal, because it's going on the Lulav you're about to take. Tfilas Ger, if you'd make a bracha beforehand, you wouldn't be yotze bechla. You'd have to make the bracha again after. The Tfilah, a bracha of a goy is garnished. So Memeila, that's how Kiyega wants to say. How about you write the passages of the Gemara's Master only Tfilah? But Zadat will say, this Lulav is exactly the same thing. There's no choice to do it beforehand. I'll be halakhically not correct. And after you've already taken it, so maybe you can make a bracha after doing it. But you can ask a minister aloch of it between these two mahalchim. Should the stays low because it's going to be the Nanurim afterwards. Should Kiyega, the Tfilah, sorry, is because it wasn't Shaykh beforehand. What would be if somebody did take the Arba Minim? I had actually this morning, as I, not as Chata, I'm speaking about that, I should know what I'm talking about. But I took the Lulav the right way. Before, I was saying the Yirat saying before Arba Minim, and I realized my Lulav was facing upward. My Esther was facing upward. No, what am I meant to do now? So, if we go through the Mahalchim, according to Shittas Tosis, no problem, you can still make a bracha because it's still the Nanoim, it's still called over Asiyasam. Nachon, I was Mekai in the midst of the rites of taking the Lulav, but I still got the Nanoim to do afterwards. I hadn't yet shaken, I was saying the Yerotze. But according to Kiva Eger, even if I did the Nanoim already, even if I already did the Nanoim as Mekai in the midst of, until the end, including the Shiori Mitzvah, you can still make a bracha afterwards because this is not shy. This is one of those mitzvahs that's not shy to make a bracha beforehand. That's enough gemina of the Maisa. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah Paskins like Tosfos on this and says that because when you haven't done anuim, you can make the bracha afterwards. But you can make the bracha before the anuim. You've taken the lulav, you haven't yet done anuim, you can make the bracha afterwards. Chayodim is mistapik and Bikur Yaakov Paskins mefurish like this that even before you've done the shanis. If somebody remembers after Nanurim, but before he's on the Shanis, he can still make a bracha on him. Because the Shanis is also part of the mitzvah. It's Zeichel Beis HaMikdash. It could be there's no bracha on it, but it's still part of the mitzvah, and therefore, the Chai Adam is leaning towards the Tokeh, and Bekur Yaakov Pasim, the first like this, that somebody did actually take the Arba Minim, and did Nanurim, and remembered they hadn't made the bracha. Before doing a shanis, he can still make a bracha on it after. So there's nafka minis, the maisa, between these two mahalchim. But I want to try and understand Shittas Rambam. As we mentioned earlier, there's a machlekes rishonim, whether you can be mekayim, the mitzvahs, whether you can make a bracha after already being mekayim a mitzvah. Avad everyone else that chilish made the bracha before. And if you can't, can you make the bracha afterwards? Oizura said the diev you can make a bracha afterwards. But the Rambam says no, you can't make a bracha afterwards. So what's pshat in the Rambam here? The Rambam here holds that you can make a bracha of lulav after being mekayim the mitzvahs lulav. Make the bracha of lulav after being mekayim mitzvahs lulav. What's pshat in that? So now we could say the Rambam holds like we said from Reb Kiva Eger that there's no eitzah. You have no eitzah to make a bracha beforehand. There's no eitzah to make a bracha beforehand because it's still in the kli. So you have to make a bracha afterwards, and therefore it's like tefillah. So the problem is the Rambam mafurish The Rambam says, mitzvah min amufra. The Rambam in the first that you can make the bracha, and lechatchila you can make the bracha when it's still in the kli. The Rambam doesn't hold of this, what Tosfos holds, that you can't make a bracha after you've already taken it. No, the Rambam holds you can make a bracha even when it's still in the kli. The Rambam holds this lulav peg zayin, mitzvah min amufra, legud, lulav, hadas, arovo, velas shloshim agudah achas, to bind them all together. Shenotlam lotis behem. And when you're going to take them, mevarch tchila al netilas luluf. Make the bracha al netilas luluf. Now, although the Rambam here says you make the bracha al netilas luluf, in the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos says in birch koydim sheyitoil. If you make the bracha before he takes it, mevarch litoil luluf. You make the bracha litoil luluf. Kamo ileishev besukah. You make a bracha litoy lulav, not al netilas lulav. You take the bracha litoy lulav, just like you make the bracha leisha besukah. And the case of Mishnah, the Beis Yosef says that shout also in the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar. Although he says al, it doesn't mean al. He means you the mitzvah min amufra. You tie your lulav together, and when you're about to take the lulav, you make the bracha litoy lulav. Va'achar kach noitol ha'agudo. And then, afterwards, you take the bundle in one hand and the esrog in the left hand, and you're makayim the mitzvah. So the Rambam mefurish, you can make the bracha beforehand. So if the Rambam holds you can make the bracha before taking the lulav. So if the Rambam holds you can make the bracha before taking the lulav, what happens if you did take the lulav and then you didn't make a bracha beforehand? What do you do then? You had taken the lulav and you didn't make a bracha. Well, the Rambam says mefurish, not al es lulav. If you did take the lulav, mevarich al netilas lulav. Brachas beyud aleph halacha tezvav. The Rambam says mefurish that if you did take the lulav, you make a bracha al netilas lulav. So what's going on in the Rambam? The Rambam holds you can take the lulav, you can make the bracha before performing the mitzvah. And yet the Rambam says if you were making the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha. Reb Shlaim is right. The bracha the Rambam holds, the bracha that you could a mitzvah you could have made the bracha beforehand, you can't make a bracha afterwards. So how can the Rambam here tell me that although you could make the bracha before taking lulav and make a bracha little lulav, in the event that you actually took the lulav and you didn't make the bracha, you can still make the bracha al netilas lulav? What's shot in the Rambam? So the only other itza is that the Rambam holds like Tosfos. The Rambam holds like Tosfos that it's still the Anoim still to come, and therefore, although maybe even the Fi Rambam Chatchil, you should make the bracha before taking the lulav when it's still on the table. You make the bracha little as the lulav. If you didn't, in the event that you actually took the lulav and you didn't make a bracha, you can still make a bracha because you've still got what to come. You've still got the hemshach of the lulav. You've got Anoim still to do. That's similar to Netiz Ledaim. You've got the Niguv. You've still got what to do. And therefore, since you still got what to do, says the Rambam, you can still make a bracha on the lulav before taking it. Very nice. Nice pshat in the Rambam. Oh, the problem is that as we just mentioned, the Rambam holds, after you've been mekayim a mitzvah, you can't make a bracha on what you did. So, what's pshat in the Rambam? Okay, you've still got an anuim to do. But that's in the future. According to the Rambam, you can't make a bracha on what you've done. You can only make a bracha on the future. So, just like the Rambam says, you should make a bracha little as the lulav before you pick up the lulav. If you're going to tell me there's still more of the mitzvah to do, so you should still say little as the lulav for the nanuim. But what you've done. You can't make a bracha on the past. According to Shitas Rambam, a bracha can only be done before performing a mitzvah. But on what you've done, and Marasot. So Mamela, although it could be true, there's still another part of the mitzvah to do, but according to the Rambam, you can only make a bracha on that part. So you should still only make a bracha literally as a lulav. Why does the Rambam say you make a bracha al netilas lulav on what you've done? You can't make a bracha on what you've done. Shittas Rambam, you can only make a bracha on what you're going to do. That's what Shagazari asks on the Rambam. Shagazari is in the Chavvav. So we're asking like this. The Rambam holds that you can make a bracha after taking the lulav. The kasha is why? Hare, you can't make a bracha on what you've done. One possible answer could be do mitzvah tefillah, because there's no other eitzah. So therefore you're allowed to make a bracha afterwards. But that's no good, because the Rambam holds you can't make a bracha beforehand. So if you can't make a bracha beforehand, why can't you make a bracha afterwards? Eitzah, not eitzah, no, because there's still more to come. Okay, so you can still make a bracha. But that bracha should be on the future and on the past, because you've already done the mitzvah, you've missed it. What you've done, you've done. So yesh lodim. Nisr Shmuel. So Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in Chidush Reb Shmuel and Psochim is marich on this. Yesh lodim. Any time when a person makes a bracha after he's already started the mitzvah, as he sits, somebody wakes up in the morning, the halacha is your hands are still tomei or dirty, you touch mekremis and mechusim, you can put on tzitzis. And then when you get to, when you wash your hands, you can be mamash mitzitzis and make a bracha on the beged. When you're making a bracha on the beged, is that bracha mikan or abo, or does it also work limafre? In a case when, for whatever reason, he's making a bracha in the middle of performing a mitzvah, is that only damage control? From now on, I've got a bracha. Or somehow or another, it works even backwards to be mekayim, to be chal, even on the bracha that I just did. You know, the Rambam says you can't make a bracha after you've done a mitzvah. But perhaps, if you're in the middle of a mitzvah, maybe the Rambam would agree that the bracha works also lemafreya. And if Shmuel wants to be mechia from lulav like this, that bemet, it works even lemafreya. When a person's in the middle of mitzvah's lulav, he's still got his nanuim to do. So the Rambam holds you say, al netzilas lulav, because al is working lemafreya. Al netzilas lulav is not just on the nanuim, it's also on the lulav you've taken. So although you've already been mekayim the mitzvah, but you haven't finished it, that gives you a right to make a bracha. That bracha that you say is not just chal mikan or labo, but it's also chal in the past. The lashon al can mean on the past, but also means somewhat on the future. Shagzai is marich on that. The word al, the main pshat in al is on the past, but it's also chal on the future as well.
If you take a glass of water,
excellent. Very good. Very, very good, I'm saying. Well, we'll come to your point in a second. In fact, okay, we'll come to your point in a second. So it's the same of Shmuel. When a person's in the middle of a mitzvah, that's mismasheches, just like when you make the bracha in the middle, it works also the mafes. Don't give Shmuel Zosky that is, you can't bring a ride from lulav, and this will answer somewhat of Shlomo's horror. You can't bring a ride from lulav. By lulav, you haven't finished anything yet, because there's still the shiori mitzvah. You can't say you've finished mitzvah's lulav. You've been yoytza mitzvah's lulav. You haven't finished mitzvah's lulav. There's still one more to come. There's still the nanuin to do. So meol daishan is to do. So you haven't yet finished lulav. So you're still in the middle of lulav. The bracha can be chal also lemafreya. There's not going to shmur. We have a raya by tzitzis. Let's say if somebody put on a beged of tzitzis, so he was mekayin tzitzis. You completely mekayim tzitzis. The fact that he carries on wearing it is right to be mekayim more of the mitzvah. But he's finished everything he did before in the complete mitzvah. How do you know that you can make a bracha after you've already been mekayim a mitzvah and that the bracha should be chal on the past? Bishlem, if you're still in the middle of it and you didn't finish anything, then you can say you're still in the middle of that mitzvah and therefore the bracha should be chal also what I did. But certainly once you finish the mitzvah, and you just want to do more of the mitzvah, who says the bracha can work lemafreya according to the Rambam? And certainly according to Reb Shmuel's example, if somebody drinks and then wants to drink more, that fact that he drank, that's finished, he drank, he wants to have more. So the bracha can't work backwards. But so Reb Shmuel says there's no raya, Shmuel Rizovsky says no raya from lulav to other places, can't extrapolate from lulav to other places. But in the Levush, I saw my son's got a tremendous going as a Maggid Shir called Rav Ziskind, written from South Africa, and he's got a sefer called Birchus HaMitzvos. And he brought a Levush. The Levush is claw by tzitzis. If somebody's hands were tomei enough, he couldn't make the bracha on the tzitzis when he put it on. You wear the tzitzis, you make the bracha afterwards, and the lashon of the Levush was the agabo on the bracha you make afterwards for the vaita. Yoytze b'masha ova. He's yoytze on the past as well. Agavo, yoytze masha ova. The verse is clear by tzitzis that the bracha you make for the future can work on the past as well. The whole Shittas Rambam is after you finish the mitzvah, you finish, you can't make a bracha then. But if you've got a reason to make the bracha because of more of the mitzvah, it works also the mafreya as well. And I think, if you look in the Rambam, it's mefush in the Rambam as well. The Rambam's lashon was, in mitzvah, shadayin asiyosa keyemes, if you have a mitzvah that's still more to come, mevoich acha asiyah, you can make the bracha after performing the mitzvah. What does Rambam mean, acha asiyah? Mevoich lifnei hemshech hamitzvah. All right, if you've still got more to come, you make a bracha for the hemshech. What mevoich acha asiyah? So Rambam saying this is so, if somebody is doing a mitzvah, and he couldn't or didn't make a bracha beforehand, and he's carrying on doing the mitzvah, whether it's mashlim the mitzvah, whether it's more of the same, mevoich acha asiyah, make a bracha acha asiyah, make the bracha on what you've done, because the bracha then will work l'mafreya. So if Ziskin in his sefer, he's metam on Hashem Zaman, Hashem Zaman Ayabach, says sometimes, you know, we always makvit to make brachas before doing the mitzvahs. Sometimes if you're an oinus, you can do a mitzvah before, without making a bracha, without making a bracha. What's his examples? Says, mokam atzorek epshalas is mitzvah b'li bracha. For instance, somebody's hands are dirty, so he puts on a tzitzis, and he's making a mitzvah, even though he's not made the bracha on it, v'chein b'sukkah. Really, when you go into the sukkah, you make the mitzvah straight away. How many is that you make a bracha only when you eat? Like Rabbi Natan, to make a bracha only later on when you eat. So don't have shame as all men, even though you make the mitzvah till then, b'shas ha-toyach, we allow you to do a mitzvah even though you haven't got a bracha. So Rav Ziskin, I don't understand, it's not true. Rav Pilis Levush, you know, we don't allow anyone to do a mitzvah without making a bracha. You will make a bracha. If somebody's hands are dirty, he puts on tzitzis, agabah, on the bracha he makes after, he's going to be yitzim afreya. So Mamela, if somebody's sitting in the sukkah and he's going to be making bracha later with sukkah, agabah, he'll be making a bracha on everything he did till then. So avada, a person can be mekayem the mitzvah with the bracha, you'll make the bracha later and it'll work with afreya. So Mamela, that's going to be the pshat in Shittas Rambam. We had a kasha. Oh, very good, Aaron. Very good, very good. So, we'll try. Let's just stay over what the Rambam said so far. So we've got a Yishuv in the Rambam. Avad, if you make a bracha before taking the lulav, you make a bracha literally salulav. Once you've already been mekayem the mitzvah, but there's still more to come, you can still make a bracha. Now, here, as Rav David says, you make a bracha al netilas lulav, but you make a bracha leisha basukah. What's the difference? So the difference is, because by lulav, the main mitzvah you've done. And there's still a little bit what to come, but the main mitzvah you've done, so you make a bracha al netilas lulav. But leisha basukah, since it's as choshev, what's going to be in the future, is the past. So since you're still doing the mitzvah, you say a bracha leisha basukah. So Mela, that's the chayyab shat in the Rambam. I tell you what, I started thinking about this here on Rosh Hashanah day, because there was a meister that somebody heard Tkiyah Shofar, the Miyushev, the first test of Tkiyah Shofar, but missed the brachas. He didn't hear the brachas. He came then to the Tkiyah, the Mu'um, the Tkiyah that we blow in Shmein Esa in the Chazas Hashat, and he wanted to know, can he make a bracha now on the Tkiyah Shofar? Do you say, you missed it, you already blew the Shofar. So you've blown it, yeah? You can't now make the bracha. Or you say, no, there's still got more what to come. So my muskel rishon was that you could still. Because like we're saying, like nanoim. Since by the nanoim, since there's still more to come, you can make a bracha. Although you've already been mekayem, you can mitzvah, you can still make a bracha. So to here, we blow in our midah, please say that bracha is kanas chazal. So actually you can as well. But, and indeed, Kafa Chaim brings down a Priya Oretz, it holds that way. You can make a bracha, because it's still called Oivel HaSiyosam. But Kafa Chaim is chaylik on him and says you can't, because Red Bim Mekayim the Mitzvah, he says you can't compare the two. The Ikka bracha, the Ikka Mitzvah of Shofar is the first 30, and the next 30 is Avva Sotam, but it hasn't attracted anything. Somebody only says the first 30, he's been kind of the mitzvah Shofar min amuvcha. Masha'in kein balulev, the netilas of the nanuim or the ishana, it's mashlin the mitzvah. It makes the mitzvah min amuvcha. And therefore you haven't yet been kind of the mitzvah legami legami out of stuff, and therefore you can still make a bracha by lulav, but not by skir shofar. And I was discussing this with our good former friend Reb Baruch Chelosky, Rav in Gimel, and he said for a different point. He said the whole sad that you can make a bracha on the lulav is still because you're still holding the lulav. You're holding the lulav, you haven't put down the lulav. So it's still called your oisik in the mitzvah. But as soon as you put down the lulav, you're finished. And I found Chayotim says in the first side that once you put down the lulav, you finish the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha afterwards. And therefore, it says Reb Baruch Chelosky, the whole idea, once you burn the shofar, first Thursday, then you put the shofar down, you went to daven musaf, now it's just the Abba Vasota, now you can't make a bracha now, Mikan or Abba, because you've now already finished the mitzvah Kipshuta. So, made by Tzkir Shofar, maybe not. But regarding the Anuim itself, a poshut, if somebody took the Abba Minim and didn't make a bracha, he can make the bracha before he does the Anuim, Chayin, Nishtak, B'mishnah Brura. I just want to end off, I've finished well over time, someone, half a line, that there's a halacha that was mentioned in Chazal that at the time of Gog or Magog it's going to be tremendous milchamos. But those of us that are sitting in the sukkah, kibbutz sukkah, as somebody sits in the sukkah is going to be protecting us. The fact that we're in the sukkah is going to be protecting us. And I saw that Benish Finkel asked that the sukkah is going to protect us. A sukkah can be made up of lovud. The walls of the sukkah can be lovud. You can have good ass. You can have keeping holes in the sukkah. How on earth is the sukkah going to be protecting us with ballistic missiles and nuclear missiles? How is it going to be helping us, Bechlal? So he says, Vaisos, you see from here, the halachic wall is the strongest wall you could have. A halachic wall that's got a din of a wall, the Torah considers a wall, that's going to be tremendous, tremendous protection. When we were in Cheder, we learned what's the most powerful bomb that's possible. It's a Vidivalta bomb, the Torah learning that you're learning. That's the most powerful bomb possible. And Be'emet, it's my Hagosha that we've been coming together over the Yom Tov and hearing the Devei Torah. It's a tremendous chizuk for each one of us, and together as well, each one of us will be mechazik each other. And this koyach of Torah that we've been zeich to be hearing over the last few days, been zeich to be mechazikin, should stand by us and protect us, and yet Hashem be zeich to see the Be'er Gar Tzedek Ben Hevi Amenu. Amen.